With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's vitally important for the congressional debate over Homeland Security funding to stay on track and not harm immigration enforcement.
We do not want these negotiations devolving into something that makes it harder to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens that are in this country. That bill needs to be focused on protecting and ensuring that law enforcement officers are safe in their jobs, able to do what the American people expect them to do, and to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens.
And Thune says Democrats have created too short of a window to debate Homeland Security funding.
The two-week funding bill is way too short in the first place. I mean, this is they don't know what they want. All they know is they want to fight Trump. And that to me is a really bad motivation, and it's going to get them to make some bad decisions, which I think they're doing.
The deadline to pass long-term funding for the Department of Homeland Security is a week from Friday. Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says federal agents engaged in immigration enforcement need to use a softer touch. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In response to the ongoing unrest in Minnesota and cooperation from state and local officials, the administration is drawing down the number of ICE and Border Patrol officers. President Trump told NBC News that he ordered the removal of 700 federal agents from the state. Asked about lessons learned from Minnesota, the president said he learned that we can use a little bit of a softer touch. But, he added, you still have to be tough. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NBC Savannah Guthrie sending a public message to her mother's kidnapper, saying her family is ready to talk but wants proof that she is alive. Nancy Guthrie was last seen Saturday night about 9:45. This is SRN News. You might not want to let the kids watch the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
1 million moms, a conservative advocacy group, is issuing a warning over the headliner, Bad Bunny. He's a Puerto Rican-born rap artist who will reportedly spend his time on the halftime stage, putting on a show that, quote, honors queer icons, generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, is reportedly also planning to appear on stage dressed as a woman. Super Bowl 60 takes place this Sunday. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawsuit accuses a California doctor of violating Texas pro-life laws. That complaint filed under a new Texas measure allowing private citizens to sue abortion bill providers for sending drugs into the state by mail. Complaint accuses the same doctor who last month allegedly mailed abortion medication to Louisiana. This is SRN News. Well, China is banning hidden car door handles. Lawrence Brooks explains why.
Officials say all car doors will have to include a mechanical release function for handles, except for the tailgate. Reporter Eduardo Castillo explains why.
There have been some accidents involving allegedly some door problems. In more simple terms, that the doors didn't work and people couldn't get out.
The new requirement will take effect on January 1st, 2027, while car makers with already approved models will have until January the 1st, 2029 to comply. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
As Super Bowl 60 comes up Sunday, the battle for advertisers to win the over 120 million viewers will be just as heated as the game itself. Dozens of advertisers are pulling out all the stops and spending millions. More details, srnnews.com.